You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 61.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage.me, an incredibly powerful Shopify app. Do you want to know the secret marketing channel that Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, and Movement watches use to drive millions in revenue? The answer is Facebook Messenger, and it's powered by ShopMessage, the leading conversational marketing platform. When I saw how much revenue Shopify brands were making on Messenger, I was blown away, so I had to meet ShopMessage's co-founder and CEO, Arjun. I even recorded a podcast, episode 20, Learn Why Facebook Messenger is the e-commerce channel for the next decade and how you can capitalize. I just love the value that this company brings to brands. You will acquire more customers. You'll create more delightful interactive conversations. And most importantly, you're going to build brand loyalty. Now, for listeners of E-Commerce Fastlane, ShopMessage is now offering a 30-day free trial and guarantees you'll see at least a 4x ROI on your first paid month, or they'll refund the difference. So go to shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane and start your 30-day free trial today. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Ben, who is the founder and CEO of Privy. Now, they're a marketing platform, believe it or not, and it's true. They actually power over 300,000 Shopify businesses. Now, they have paid plans, they have free plans, essentially anything that you need to help with on-site targeting, email capture, email marketing and automation. They have like ridiculous amounts of features built in to help grow your list, exit intent. We're going to get into lots and lots of really neat things today. It's a solution that many, many Shopify brands have used and are currently using. And I definitely am excited that you're here to listen to the show today. So let's talk on a high level first for those listening about what does Privy do specifically? I mean, I kind of talk about the top here, but like what sort of problem is it solving that maybe Shopify natively is not solving?
Yeah, absolutely. Our bread and butter is really site conversion, right? So as a direct-to-consumer brand, we all hope that, you know, that new site build and our brand and these great images are enough to convert all the traffic we get to our site. In reality, we know that the average store is converting, you know, maybe 1-3% of traffic. So the whole idea behind Privy in our genesis was to help marketers and entrepreneurs do things on their site to convert more of that anonymous traffic into leads and customers.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I had you on the show today. I mean, there's like, I mean, I have a list here of maybe some of the high profile. When I say there's 300,000 businesses, some are using the free plan, but there's some really major players, even the Shopify Plus, the enterprise division that's using your solution, like Lisa Mattress, Hubble Contacts, which is a contact lens subscription company, massively busy, Dormify, Keen Footwear, Boosted Boards. I mean, there's like, and you probably have an even larger list of other plus brands that are using your solution. So it really is exciting that these enterprise brands have made the choice to use Privy and are getting amazing results. So it must feel great that you know, after vetting solutions in the market to do these sorts of things, that they've chosen Privy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, still pinch myself a little bit about this. One of our core values here was kind of measuring our own success based off our customers' success. Mm. And I'm pumped to say that we've helped drive over 2 billion in sales for our collective merchants.
Wow. That's super impressive. So Let's talk about the journey. It's interesting to me to understand why people build what they build. You know, I guess it's almost the question of like, what do you feel uniquely positions you and the founding team to kind of be experts, or even to have the desire to even want to create this platform?
Yeah. Great question. So it's funny. I myself was not a e-commerce entrepreneur, but I grew up in a family where both my mom and dad had their own small businesses. And of everyone in the house, I was kind of the only one that knew how to use a computer growing up. and ultimately ended up studying engineering. And so for each of my parents and their business, they'd say, "Hey, you know computers, build me a website. What's email marketing? Buy some Facebook ads or Google ads." And so by default, I kind of ended up helping them with all of their digital marketing, mm-hmm. but it all stemmed from my technical background. And so the combination of understanding what it was like to be an entrepreneur, seeing them starting to adopt more self-service tools that were low cost, kind of had me ideating around this concept of, as there's more of a focus on driving traffic to the site, you know, what are you doing on your site to convert that traffic? Mm-hmm. And it felt obvious to a lot of people, right? You could mm-hmm. build your own website without talking to a developer. And that was like the big trend, thanks to Shopify. And ultimately, I found that eventually those same people who had built their own site would want to kind of take the same course for their marketing and do it on their own, as opposed to hiring developers or an agency.
Right. And that's where Privy kind of fits in. So basically, it's a software as a service, and it has a really tight connection with Shopify. And then it opens up a lot of avenues for, I guess, for lack of a better word, almost like workflows that can be implemented. Some are available literally with a checkbox, turn it on and make some slight edits to it, and then it instantly activates itself. And so maybe that sounds like a great segue to talk about, what's the best kind of workflows that you feel are really solving a lot of problems for Shopify merchants?
There's kind of two ways that we think about it. You know, a lot of people recognize Privy purely as top of funnel for email capture. Right. And that was really where we got started, right? So at the time, it was kind of a daunting task for a marketer or entrepreneur to think about, hey, when someone hits my site, I want to design something that's on brand, a lead form. I want to, while they're still on the site, reveal a coupon code in exchange for signing up. Right. I know, by that way, I want that coupon code to be a unique code that's only for that person. Right. And I want it to be valid inside of Shopify without kind of bouncing back and forth between all these systems. Right. And so that was kind of the initial workflow where you didn't have to hijack a B2B lead form solution for a B2C scenario. That was where we came onto the scene and saw a lot of initial success. And so, you know, we became known as this top of funnel email capture first visit solution. Right. Over time, as our platform has matured and we worked with more advanced businesses, we realized there's a couple other key use cases where this concept of loading something on your site for the right audience mm-hmm. can increase the likelihood of conversion, right? And so if you think about folks that are a little bit further down the funnel, maybe they've been to the site before, but have not purchased.
Right.
They have just added a product to their cart and they're in the checkout flow, but about to abandon their cart. Those are all things that in 2019, we can help you detect on your site. Historically, the way that marketers would try to solve that would be to wait an hour. And if you knew who that person was, send them an email.
Right.
And that's fantastic, right? Everyone understands the power of cart recovery emails.
Right.
But we think that's a really hot lead while they're still on your site. And so when you can detect all of those things being true, then you can present something. It doesn't need to be an offer. It certainly could be as a way to try to incentivize them to get through that purchase while they're still on the site. And so that concept is something we call a cart saver,
Okay.
There's advanced versions of that based on average order value, how much is in the cart, which products are in the cart, have they ordered before, have they not? But that's just kind of gives you a peek in the door to the type of segmentation that a lot of our merchants are using the Privy platform for in a non-top of funnel use case.
And then what about upsells now? So let's say somebody is, you know, looking at a certain product, they add to the shopping cart, and you feel as the business owner that maybe this particular pair of shoes or these pants would go best with this other product. Are you able to upsell or cross-sell from within the solution? And what does it look like from a user experience perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. So at its core, Privy offers a number of different ways to design and display things on your site, in addition to all these different targeting rules, right? And so the combination of those two together create these different use cases, whether it's the email capture or the cart saver or even upsell. And so the perfect example of that is you're buying a camera.
Okay.
And so if I click to add the camera to my cart as a Shopify business, Privy can help you detect which product is in the cart and which products are not in the cart. And maybe you might want to display what we would describe as like a subtle flyout from the bottom corner of the screen that says something to the effect of, hey, other people who buy that camera also buy the lens and the case, right?
Yep.
And make it really easy for the merchant or marketer to present those based off of where the person is in the checkout process or if they're just looking at the cart page, and what specific products are or are not in the cart with a single click to add additional things to the cart. And, you know, that's a fantastic use case. We've seen a lot of success with that from our merchants in a way that lets them create these things and understand how they're interacting so that they can have confidence that they don't just have a bunch of pop-ups or displays flying around their site.
Yeah, because it seems that, I guess the whole pop-up thing, I mean, it does have, it puts a bad taste in some people's mouths. They feel that it's not on brand and it's too abrasive. I mean, I just watched a video recently, you know, someone doing a website teardown and they were looking at Dick's Sporting Goods and they hit the website and the first thing you do, instantly they show up, this big thing, you know, save 10%, give us your email address. And it's just like a little bit of abrasive. We just showed up. And I think it's those sorts of things where people are learning. And I think that's the benefits of what Privy has to offer is that it certainly can be a time-based thing as far as if it's a homepage. It could be maybe on, you know, only do it once and then you're cookied and you're not going to do it again. Or it could be where they are, if they're on a collection or a product page. There could be very specific things. But I think it's pretty exciting that it has that. It's not this spammy type of thing. It really is meant to enhance the customer's journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the concepts that we talk a lot about and educate is I would go out on a limb and say that probably everyone listening here has put a ton of thought into email automation flows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could imagine like the whiteboard, if this happens, send this email. If this happens, send the other,
right.
And very few have actually put that same level of thought into how they're converting traffic on the site. And that's kind of where what you're getting at comes into play, right? The magic of segmentation on site. And I'd equate that Dick's example of the welcome pop-up that loads immediately to your highly generic, non-segmented email blast.
Yeah.
And even that, you know, we all know how much that turns people off, right?
Yeah.
Versus the segmented triggered sends. And I think as marketers adopt the Privy technology, they begin to see that it's not about a welcome pop-up that everyone sees. It's about super segmented, understanding actions, behavior, purchase history that you can really use to unlock the magic of site conversion.
I have a couple other questions here. I'm just thinking now about the connections. Well, actually, I have two questions. So the connections to Privy to other apps that are quite popular or as part of a tech stack or a marketing stack that, you know, a lot of brands are using. And some things that pop up quite a bit are SMS comes up quite a bit. Things like Facebook Messenger bot comes up quite a bit. And push notifications comes up quite a bit. And there's two or three major players in that kind of space in the Shopify ecosystem. Does Privy work well or connect well with other third parties, you know, like SMS Bump or Octane AI or you know, Shop Message or Push Owl, these sorts of like solutions that a lot of people are using and they like the benefits of them. You know, they almost have these cart recovery and different types of campaigns that they can run. I'm just curious to see is how you fit in natively with things that they're already using.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, as we think about the evolving landscape of customer communication, the story at Privy has historically been centered around build relationships, then drive repeat sales. And to date, that channel has been primarily the email relationship. We've noticed a ton of engagement on other channels, right? Just like you mentioned, Facebook Messenger, SMS, push.
Right.
And so next week at our customer conference, Privy Live, I'm super excited that we are announcing first-class integrations with Messenger and SMS and evolving the Privy story as truly the entry point for all of your customer data, right? And I think there's an important thread there because for marketers that are experimenting with other channels, they'll likely be asking themselves, okay, how do I grow my SMS or Messenger list?
Right.
And how do I decide, oh, should I be presenting them with an email form or an SMS form?
Right.
And I think our view is we're going to lean on our partners to help with the automation flows
right.
after you have the relationship. But we can, because we're already on your site, we know who's opted in and who's not. In the ease of use of designing and targeting these displays with Privy, we're super excited to kind of cement ourselves as the fully integrated everywhere solution for customer data.
Wicked. So that was a good question to ask.
Yeah.
All right. So what about post-purchase upsells? This seems to be an interesting conversation that happens because, and just for clarity, people listening today, when they say a post-purchase upsell, what we're referring to is that the person has already made the purchase. So we're not asking you to, hey, you might also be interested in this and have it add to cart and then entering your credit card information and shipping. This is, the transaction is done, but then post-purchase now, things are being revealed. And so the concepts behind this is what's called tokenization. Now that we have potentially have access to tokenization and can add on another item without having to reauthorize the credit card again, how does Privy potentially fit into a post-purchase upsell scenario?
Yeah, I love that. That was actually one of the announcements at Unite this year that I personally was most excited about. Mm-hmm. Today, all our upsell capability is coming before the checkout.
Right.
But that announcement and the order editing API is really what gives us the capability to help our merchants target a display after the sale and potentially use that as an upsell moment. And it's something we're keeping an eye on.
Good.
We haven't launched any functionality there right now.
Okay.
The focus is on expanding to the SMS and Facebook Messenger integrations, but definitely something we would expect to launch in 2020.
Beautiful. Listeners that I have in the show, they're a really diverse range. I'm sure you can appreciate. There's a lot of people that are on maybe the enterprise version. There's lots that are on Shopify Core, the core plans. And so since you have so many customers and you're involved in this ecosystem, if you were to give some advice to early stage e-commerce entrepreneurs that are on Shopify, what would that be?
Yeah, I think a lot of people wait to start building their audience.
Mm.
You know, they might start by launching their store and buying some Facebook ads or influencer marketing or whatever it is. But I think the two things that I would recommend from day zero or earlier are building your list. So using something like Privy, even the free version, to from day one, capture an audience of folks who are interested in what you're offering. That's going to just pay dividends later because these are relationships that you own versus what you're probably spending on Facebook only a small percent of that will convert. And as you scale your business, the cost of paid media will only continue to climb. So the relationships that you own from day one are really going to pay dividends. The other is just start writing about your niche or your product or why you're different and your story as early as possible. Share and document your journey. I think a lot of us rush to paid, and we do that because you can get a quick spike. But those that are actually developing content and investing in content, that's just going to help with awareness down the road.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The long-term kind of SEO value of sharing the journey and thinking about what we call like semantic related keywords and just concepts and topics and thought leadership all around what it is that you do, the products and services that you offer. It's great to share other thought leaders and their content. And that starts building these partnership arrangements and co-sharing, and just it gets you entrenched into that ecosystem. And then people will start looking up to you. I mean, the same thing could be happening with this particular podcast, for example. I've been doing e-commerce for a really long time, since 2000, and was deep in the trenches of actually running companies, but then made a pivot to agency land and digital marketing land, and now with Shopify, and now with this podcast. And so you're creating this moat around you, but I still, at e-commerce Fastlane, I'm, you know, sharing lots of content from a lot of the partners on the blog. A lot of it is strictly syndication, but it's another distribution channel. There's a lot of original pieces. There's this podcast. I think it's all that sort of thing. So for those listening today, because you have some desire or are currently involved with your Shopify store, I implore you to take Ben's advice and, you know, dig in. If you don't have a blog, you should have one, and you need to start sharing and curating and writing and have a voice around your brand. What about those that are, I guess, more considered in the mid-market? So they're, or even enterprise, they have a small team, they're eager to kind of grow and scale. What sort of things should the executive team or the marketers, what sort of things should they be working on?
For that audience, I'd say pop-ups don't need to be a dirty word. I'd be looking long and hard at on-site segmentation. Like I said earlier, we spend so much of our time and effort on the email channels for this sort of thing. But if you're not increasing your site conversion, then what's happening is you're spending whatever you're spending on paid to drive traffic. And then you've got all these fancy automation flows, but this huge gap in the middle. So I highly recommend exploring what on-site segmentation is, whether through Privy or others, and thinking about how can you quickly execute on some key concepts and use cases that are going to grow your list or reduce abandonment. I think one of those that I mentioned today was this concept of a cart saving display. And just for a sense, everyone hopefully knows their numbers around cart abandonment, but that type of concept alone, where you don't need to present a pop-up to someone who hits your site for the first time ever, but for those further down the funnel that have something in the cart and are leaving, that type of concept can reduce abandonment by 10%, right? And that's something you could execute today in 10 minutes. Right. And that's the beauty of this type of platform.
I had a conversation just yesterday with a merchant who is in fashion. They have a 12% add to cart, which is pretty high, but that flushed out in the end. So there's proceed to checkout, and there's actually submitting the order. So there's three kind of steps in the Shopify checkout flow. And their final conversion rate is 1.3%. And so they're asking me, they're like, what's happening here? And I said, well, there's a lot of things that are wrong. There's something broken. So this was not really one of the questions I was going to ask today, but if you were to look at a merchant that had a 12% add to cart, but then, you know, ended up being at a 1.3 total conversion because they have enough, they seem to have a lot of traffic. So they're not necessarily interested in driving more traffic. I mean, everybody is. They could literally double their revenue if they increase their conversion rate by 1% and make it 2.3%. And so there's a 12% add to cart. Based on what you're suggesting here is cart saver would be one solution that could be implemented right away as a best practice. Is there anything else that you could think of, not knowing the brand, but just kind of hearing what's happening with them with a 12% add, but only a 1.3 total conversion?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that we've seen, depending on the average ticket for that merchant, is that a lot of marketers expect that a first-time visitor has all the information they need to complete purchase on that first visit. But the reality is depending on the product and the ticket price, in this case, it sounds like a higher one, they may better be suited to think about that first visit experience as, you know, what can they be doing to build the email relationship so that they can continue educating that potential customer to the point where they're ready.
Right.
Right. And so thinking about optimizing that first run experience for email capture and setting up a strong brand, education-oriented, value-oriented set of two or three emails that drive back might actually be better as a customer journey. I remember early on, we worked with a great business, Shopify business called Project Repath. They're doing incredibly well. That was something they learned. Fantastic business. They must be doing, you know, millions in revenue. But early on, they learned that it could be a 1 year educational process before purchase.
Right.
And so, you know, rather than trying to jam that purchase down a first visitor's throat, because they had high add to cart, low conversion, they switched and started focusing on email capture. So, you know, there's ways to do that. Cart savers are certainly one. So for that high-end brand that, you know, maybe they identify people that have a high average order in the cart and are leaving, maybe there's a small offer for them that might help. But maybe rethinking about the journey on that first visit might be a good starting point.
Very cool. Thanks for that feedback. So let's talk about the future for Privy. This episode is going out in mid-September of 2019. So can you talk about maybe what the roadmap is for the rest of 2019, or what any kind of highlights and things that you can, I'm not asking for the secret sauce, but what's 2020 going to look like for Privy?
Yeah. So mentioned a little bit about the evolving customer communication channels. That's a big focus area for us. We want Privy to really be the entry point for all your customer data. We're launching for the Facebook Messenger folks, as well as for SMS. We'll be fully integrated, and Privy will be the single method of opt-in. And you can design and target and make sure none of that stuff is overlapping from one place.
Oh, excellent.
And then, you know, the other big thing that we're launching and maturing is our actually a Privy email marketing solution. Mm. One of the things we found is that there's a lot of benefits when you tie the data that we capture on your website for you with triggered emails. And the first implementation of that was through a cart abandonment email solution that we launched, because in most cases, Privy is going to help you convert 10% of new visitors into leads. And so what that means is by the time these folks get further down the funnel, they're adding products to the cart and they leave that behind, the Privy system can actually recognize up to 5 times more of those who are abandoning carts than your typical email marketing solution. So that's provided a lot of value for our early adopters of the email solution. And, you know, we're not going to take the place of like a Bronto or a Klaviyo. We remain fully integrated there. But for those who are looking for a stronger solution or way to recognize more of those abandoning carts, it could be a good thing to take a look at. And then, you know, that product is also flushed out with your typical newsletter and order follow-up series as well for smaller businesses that may not have a fully baked email solution yet, or frankly are on MailChimp and looking for a more integrated solution.
Very cool. And though I understand that there is your first live conference that's coming up, you're located in Boston. Can you share the details on this event?
Yeah, super excited. So September 24th here in Boston, called Privy Live. So privy.com/live. Still a handful of tickets available. The whole idea here is to bring our community together. Whether you use Privy or not, you're going to get a ton of value. There'll be a ton of group and actually individual training sessions with conversion experts, and then a ton of inspiring merchants that are coming to speak. There'll be stories from the trenches on how to get to $1 million, or you'll hear from brands that are growing quickly to 20 million, 100 million.
Yeah, I see I'm on the page right now of a lot of the event speakers. So yeah, Boosted Boards is there. Reza's coming from Shoelace for Journey Retargeting. You're right. Project Repat is there. Famehouse. There's a whole, and then a whole gang of a lot of your internal team members that are experts in their, you know, success team members, conversion people. And it looks like, wow, there's going to be Gorgeous and Ship Bob for fulfillment. Lots of people attending. So pretty interesting. I'll make sure this is in the show notes for privy.com/live. You can check it out. So let's talk about, before we go, how people can learn about the Privy app and how they can get it installed on their store if they're not already using it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best thing to do is head over to privy.com, P-R-I-V-Y. You can learn a ton about the business, the platform. We have a ton of educational resources as well, and live trainings that we do every day of the week. And if you actually want to get started with Privy, you can download it entirely free through the Shopify App Store. Just search Privy inside the App Store.
And then I will make sure I update the show notes. There is a listener-only special promotion. Now, there is a free version of Privy that's available as almost a freemium. I wouldn't call it a freemium model. It's truly a free version that's available with a certain range of features. And then as you get comfortable with the solution, then you're able to get into a paid version as you see the power of the platform. But Ben and Josh, who are part of the Privy team, have created a really amazing offer. And so I will redirect ecommercefastlane.com/Privy, and it'll go to a landing page to allow you to sign up and take advantage of that offer. So once again, thank you so much, Ben, for all these value bombs today. I've got 3 pages of notes here. Every single time I interview somebody, it's life of learning. I absolutely love it. I appreciate your time sharing what you know and your obvious passion towards helping Shopify merchants.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. Take care. This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage, the marketing channel trusted by top Shopify brands like Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, Movement watches, and many more. Now, don't forget, take advantage of their generous 30-day free trial by visiting shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane. You'll get priority onboarding and a 4x ROI guaranteed just for Fastlane listeners. So go check them out. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.